Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm AJ. And this is the
Sweet or Savory Podcast.
Yo, everybody. Welcome to episode 7 of Sweet or Savory. Oh my gosh. I can't believe we made it all the way.
We passed five.
Yes, we did. If this is your first time tuning in, we started this podcast with the debate topic of, is peanut butter sweet or savory? And that all started from a group chat that we were in.
Shout out to Danny Salerno.
Yes, and everyone who answered.
Absolutely. We've been together for over 5 years. Yes, and AJ and I share a lot of things in common, but we're learning there's a lot of topics that we also disagree on. Like peanut butter being sweet.
Like peanut butter being savory, which is true. Stay tuned each week for debates like aisle or window seats. Can you be friends with your ex?
Or past debates like which way do you Lloyd? Or past debates like which way do you load your toilet paper? Are there more doors or wheels in the world? And other polarizing topics.
Yes, we literally now debate about everything.
Also, check us out on YouTube. Hello, YouTube.
And hey, YouTube.
Please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast.
Yes, yes.
It really helps us out.
It really does. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So for today's topic, we are going to discuss, drum roll, please. Da, 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 da. Is Disneyland better than Disney World?
Woo!
Wow. And some other Disney questions at the end.
I mean, speaking of Disney, also, we were just at a couple of premieres in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, we were.
Disney World premieres, red carpet premieres. They've been really fun. Check out our Instagram because we have some cool photos of us at the Turning Red premiere and Better Nathan Ever.
Better Nathan Ever. Both on Disney Plus.
Both on Disney Plus. And this is not sponsored by Disney or anything.
Totally not sponsored.
Obviously, Alyssa works for Walt Disney Studios. It has been really fun to kind of celebrate films and be back in the theater. Mm-hmm. And especially with Disney, we grew up loving Disney movies. We grew up going to Disneyland.
We met at Disneyland.
Aww. Yes, we did. We did at an audition for those who don't remember. Both of those movies, they're going to be on Disney. They are on Disney Plus now. Actually, April 1, I think, for Better
April
Nathan Ever.
April 1st for Better Nathan Ever.
Yeah, but
Turning Red is on Disney
Plus. So good. Both have a lot of heart.
And very inclusive, diverse stories.
Absolutely. Storytelling is like Walt Disney's forte and his legacy of telling stories through not just movies, but through the theme parks as well. So to take us through the theme parks today, we are going to talk about Disneyland and Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
But actually in a debate. So Disneyland versus
Disney World.
Disney World.
Because this is a big topic that I feel like a lot of people have favoritism over one or the other.
Yeah.
I know there's a more than just those two parks, but usually the debate is always between Disneyland or Disney World because they do have some similarities.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and a lot of people kind of base it on because they live
where
on one coast or the other, you know? But there are a lot of, you know, different pros and cons, if you will, of both. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm wearing a Mickey shirt.
As am I. A Disneyland sweater, actually. And ears.
And Julie's wearing some ears, too.
Yep.
Hey, there they are. We also have some Funko Pops here. Yeah, those who are not watching on the video feed, I have a Funko Pop here. This is one of my favorite pops. And it's based on a Disneyland / Disney World ride.
Which is?
The Matterhorn.
Yep, I blanked out for a second. And I have my favorite Disney character, Stitch.
Love it. So they're going to be our little mascots here. This Matterhorn is not my favorite ride, like not even in my top 10. But I love
this. If anything,
pop.
It's in your least favorite ride.
Yeah, because of the head boggling.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Disneyland was Walt Disney's first theme park. It opened on July 17th, 1955. And, you know, back then it just had Main Street, a couple of lands. So Fantasyland, Adventureland, Frontierland, and Tomorrowland, which are like the big main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney World, Walt Disney worked on Disney World But he actually died 5 years before it opened in 1971. Mm. And just a reminder for those who don't know, Disney World is in Orlando, Florida. Yes.
Disneyland is in Anaheim, California.
So would you like to maybe talk about Disneyland first? You?
Yeah.
As a Disneyland advocate? And I will be team Disney World?
Yes. So if you didn't know, I am team Disneyland. For many reasons.
Many reasons.
And I will admit I am a little biased because I did work at Disneyland.
Yes.
For about 8-ish years. Mm-hmm. So I have a, my heart is with Disneyland. But even before working there, I grew up going to Disneyland, but I also grew up going on family vacations to Disney World. So I have a lot of experience going to both parks.
Cool.
But my heart always lies within Disneyland because it just feels, you can, this sounds weird, but you can feel like the presence in the park, like the magic feels really alive as soon as you enter through the gates of Disneyland.
Yeah.
Seeing the places where, you know, Walt once was, the quotes that are everywhere.
Yeah.
The fact that a lot has changed in the parks over the years, but a lot has also remained the same. There's that feeling of nostalgia that, you know, it looks very similar at Disney World too, but I think you just feel that the original classic feeling when you go in, when you walk into Disneyland specifically.
Walt Disney walked through Disneyland.
Yes, he did.
He actually did.
Yeah.
So,
and I feel like you can really feel that presence there.
You have some other pros as well?
I have some other pros. Should I go through all of them?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go through.
Okay, so
before we bring on a special guest.
Another reason why Disneyland, other than it being the OG, the classic, is also that it has more rides than Disney World combined. Even though Disney World is larger in size, Disneyland and California Adventure combined have more rides at 70 attractions compared to the 52 rides that are at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Is attraction the same thing as a ride?
I don't know. I think... Maybe we should fact check that.
I'm fact checking at the moment. I think they're different. I believe attractions includes like shows and stuff like that.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm reading another website as well. It says Disney World has nearly 50 rides and Disneyland has half of that. But I think actually that stat is attractions.
So here's a stat
Thank you. Thanks, rd.com. Okay.
Overall, Disneyland and Disney California Adventure Park boast more than 90 rides and attractions.
Okay.
While Disney World features 165 rides and attractions.
What?
And that's in including Disneyland, including California Adventure Park, and Disney World, including all four of the theme parks and two water parks.
Oh, because they're including the water parks.
Interesting.
That's unfair.
Okay. That's interesting because I have seen this fact being shared.
Yeah, I saw
TikTok
the fact on TikTok. Yeah.
You can go on though.
We'll go back to that. Anyway, I also think that, again, the big argument for Disney World being bigger, but you can do much more in Disneyland and Disney California Adventure than you can at Disney World because it's hard to get to each of the parks like easily. You have to either take a monorail or drive there or take one of the buses. Mm-hmm. It's nearly impossible to do all of the parks in one day, whereas Disneyland and Disney California Adventure, you can do that in one day. You'll be tired, but it's doable. Also, the weather, because everyone knows California has great weather, and Florida,
absolutely,
Orlando specifically, is not known for its great weather. So that really like pays a lot into your day when you're spending your day at a park. In Florida, you're always going to have that humid, hot, sometimes raining weather. But at Disneyland, you don't really have to think about that. There may be chances where it does rain, but for the most part, you're going to have beautiful weather. And that really, it changes my mood when the weather, you know, when it's raining at Disneyland, some attractions get closed.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I like Disneyland better. And then also the food. This may be controversial, but the food at Disneyland and Disney California Adventure is better than Walt Disney World. I don't know if it has to do with the humidity.
Whoa.
The churros, if you've ever had a Walt Disneyland churro, you can fight me if you think that it compares to Disneyland, because I've given it a chance the last like few times that I've been there. It does not taste the same. And if you're going to Disneyland, you're going to the parks, you're going to want a churro. That's like a classic treat that you go to the parks for. And it just is totally disappointing at Walt Disney World. It's it's like not crunchy. It's not fresh. Disneyland always has a very consistent churro.
That was really passionate. Yes. I didn't know that was
coming.
I'm
very passionate about the churros because I was craving them so bad at Walt Disney World twice, and they have been so disappointing both times. And so I literally will go immediately to Disneyland and like re-get, just to fulfill that craving for like a good churro.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those are my main points, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you were tearing down Disney World a lot in that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, it's just fine. I'm going to just bring up some pros here. We can bring up cons later because also we have a special guest coming onto the pod, our first live special guest to help us out on the Disney World side, actually. So let me bring up some things. The transportation, I actually think it's a cool thing that all of the parks are separate. They kind of feel like their own little resorts/worlds. You know what I mean? And then you going to one park, getting to experience that one park in the whole day, or maybe two, similar to Disneyland DCA, is actually a good thing, you know, to be able to divide your attention. And also the bus systems, the monorails, and the ferries out there in Disney World, if you've ever been, are very efficient. Yeah, you may have to wait in lines and things like that, but they'll take you straight there. It's pretty cool. Hotels. That's another thing Disney World offers way more than Disneyland. You know, Disneyland Resort has three hotels. The California Pier, Paradise Pier.
Paradise Pier.
Grizzly. And then the Grizzly, what's that one called? The Grand Californian.
Grand Californian.
Yep, and then Disneyland Hotel. And then Disney World hotels are just like, you know, there's plenty. There's All-Star Resort, Sports Resort. Although not all of them are as nice as those three in Disney, but they give you some affordable options, which is really cool. And they have shuttles that go straight there. Another big thing is the size, of course, of Disney World. Not just the acre size. I mean, well, Disney World is 43 square miles of land, in case y'all didn't know. And Disneyland is 500 acres. So that means 51 Disneylands can fit inside Disney World, which is crazy. So the size, for those of y'all who, you know, like size. I don't know.
Like the grandeur.
The grandeur. Yes. The castle is 77 feet tall at Disneyland. The Cinderella Castle at Magic Kingdom is 189 feet. Also, when you go there and you see, you know, you take a photo of it, you can tell the difference easy out of the two. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, to be honest, I'm a big like OG guy as well. So it is a different feeling for sure going to Disney World versus Disneyland. But I will say when you walk in and you see that castle for the first time, it's crazy. It's really crazy. I also love the food. At Epcot, that's a cool thing that Disney doesn't have. Yeah. Disney in California, which is all of the different worlds, different parts of the countries, you know, things like that. Food from their cultures, right? That's very cool. The first time I learned how to use chopsticks was a family trip that I went with. One of my last family trips that I took with my dad as well. Aww. And I learned how to use chopsticks in China. In the China
area. That's a fun memory.
Yeah. And I remember, actually, he wasn't like him and my mom. I think they were maybe watching something, but there were like little kiddie areas, you know, were like kid activity things. And me and Jasmine, we were learning how to do chopsticks, use chopsticks and practicing on marbles and different items and stuff.
That's fun.
Aww. So yeah, that was cute. Cool. Have you been to Disney World, Julie?
I don't think that I have. I've been to Disneyland twice. I can't remember if I, on a school trip, went to like a part of Disney World for a second, like in the middle of our stuff that we did for school. But Not really.
Well,
I haven't really experienced it.
That's perfect because we actually have a guest who's going to be sitting right where you're sitting.
I get it. I'm getting replaced.
Getting replaced for the moment.
Before we move on, I have an update on the rides.
Here we go. Thanks, Julie. We need that. We really need that.
We really need that.
I'm open to fact checking here because this is a combination of sources. But right. I believe if we're counting only rides and not attractions, then it's true that Disneyland has more rides with 63 total.
Wow. Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
And Disneyland. Disney World has only 50 rides total.
Got it.
Among the four parks.
That's what I meant. I guess I was thinking, I wasn't thinking attractions meaning the whole thing. But
specifically rides.
Yes.
Disneyland does have more.
Even though Disney World is bigger, you can do so much. Disney World is bigger. You can do so much more at Disneyland. And you're not having to travel from one whole park to another park. Like, think about it. If you have kids and you're having to drag them from one park to another, you can do more rides. You have more bang for your buck. And also you're spending less money because you're only paying for two tickets instead of five or four, or however many parks you go to.
Let's
introduce our guest.
Let's hear from an expert.
Or let's piggyback.
Piggyback?
Let's piggyback off that our special guest.
Okay.
While he's coming on and replacing Julie and the headphones and then the camera and all that, let me introduce him. He's my good friend for more than 8 years now, I think. We actually met in Florida. And he is a singer-songwriter, musician. He actually let me borrow his keyboard at a show that we were both playing in Jacksonville. And we both had the same keyboard. So I was very stoked to use that. And we became friends the day after that show. We went to a Jacksonville Jaguars football game, which was my first NFL game ever.
Awesome.
There he is.
He
just showed up on the camera.
Hey.
Can you hear us well?
Yes. Everything sounds great.
Dude, what's up, Drew?
Oh my gosh, I'm glad to be back out here.
We have been to Disney World together many a time.
A lot.
Me too. I've been with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, even before.
Even, yeah. Way back.
But even in the last couple of years, we've been back.
Disneyland, Disney World, both.
To give even more background, Andrew actually plays a lot at their version of Downtown Disney. So in Florida, it's called Disney Springs. Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah. Used to be Downtown Disney, just the same. And then they kind of went through like a change and a rebrand type of thing. So,
got it. So now it's Disney Springs. And anytime I've been with Andrew as well, he has a bunch of friends who also work on the Disney property as well out there. And, you know, they sign us in. We have a good time out there, similar to how we have a lot of friends who work at Disney out here in California who sign us in as well so we can use their cool employee perks. And we've been able to, and very grateful and blessed to be able to experience both parks many times. Let's start. Andrew, I know you were listening to our podcast earlier a little bit to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'd love to see if you have any rebuttals,
any thoughts
to anything. And specifically, let me bring up the first thing that Alyssa said that was a little bit woo was the food.
Right.
Was the food at Disney World versus Disneyland. So do you have any thoughts on that topic?
Churros are better at Disneyland for sure.
Okay. Wow.
But I do like what you said about Epcot, how, you know, the food there is pretty good. And especially when it comes to the Food and Wine Fest, of how many different countries it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's a cool little experience for that.
I will give the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot totally beats the Food and Wine Festival at Disney California Adventure because you can eat around the world. That's like the big difference. There's more variety and more different types of food you can try and eat.
And food is always going to be kind of, it depends on the person's taste buds, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you only like, you know, very simple, if you like to eat the same things, then maybe you would like Disneyland better. Now that I'm thinking about Epcot food, I am kind of turning on that Disney World has better food and maybe wins that category.
Mm.
And Pandora food is good too.
It is. That's good.
But the churros are way better at Disneyland. I will stand by that.
Yeah.
I'll give that one to you for sure.
What do you think, Andrew, about the argument? I think it goes both ways, where it's Disneyland is less space. Obviously, you can go back and forth easily.
Right.
Versus Disney World being just way bigger in every aspect.
Yeah. I want to first say that I love both places. Like, I hope we're not coming off as saying that we don't like the place.
No,
you're right. We love both.
Love going to both. And there's nothing you can take away from Disneyland about being the OG. Like, the magic behind that, Disney doing it himself out there. Like,
yep, absolutely.
Incredible. And I've seen a lot of videos about it. So, definitely cool. I think now going on to the space, that's one thing that I do like about Disney World is that when I get onto property, say I'm driving down and I see the arch that says Walt Disney World, it's that moment, like Alyssa was saying, when you walk into Disneyland, you're like, oh, you feel like some type of magic. For me, I almost feel that way, same way too, where the street signs are a different color. The font is different.
Okay.
Like, everything is different. Now you're no longer in Orlando, Florida. You know? So it's like, okay, this is a whole Disney city, so to speak. And what you were saying about the hotels and stuff, each hotel has its own theme too. So aside from going to a park, sometimes with a bunch of friends, we'll do hotel hopping. You know,
that's really
that
cool.
Fun.
It's
I
different. Yeah.
That.
So you know, the monorail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's different trees in different hotels during Christmas time. They build a gingerbread house in one.
Oh,
so you know how we go and eat and drink around the world in Epcot. Mm-hmm. People also do the monorail. So they'll just do it along the monorail.
Wow.
So you do it. Yeah.
That's
so it's like its own experience.
That's an experience that's probably just to, like, Floridians, huh?
Yeah.
Like, that if you go very often.
Go often, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Another thing that you brought up is money. Obviously, like, Disney World isn't a place where you can just do things, like, in a short period of time. I feel like you can't get the full experience into doing that, which is tough because you obviously have to spend a lot of money, especially to stay on property, eat on property, to do all things on property, right? Which is the cool thing about Disneyland and California Adventure is that you can knock them out in a day and, you know, have a great time.
I really love what you say about it. You know, once you enter, and I know for those who have been there, you know, you drive through.
Paint them a picture.
You're driving through this huge archway, essentially, that indicates that you're going into Disney World.
So after you're driving from the airport and then entering into, like, Orlando Disney area, it goes from regular freeway signs, like the plain, like, green or gray, whatever signs they are, into, like,
Disney.
Colorful Disney.
Yeah.
I do remember that being very cool. It
and
gets you really
exit,
giddy.
Yes, has to do with Disney stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is the way to Epcot. And they're a little far from each other, but it does feel like its own contained world. And I get that for Floridians, probably. It feels extra cool that you are going into a new land. Yeah, so for those who've never been to Disney World, there are a couple parks. There's Magic Kingdom, which is essentially like Disneyland out here. And then there's Epcot.
Epcot.
Yep. Which is kind of futuristic, but also celebrates all parts of the world.
Right.
Right. And then there is
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom, which has a really, really big plus to it in
it's
that.
It's very unique. It's kind of like you're at a zoo/safari and has Pandora. So that Pandora itself feels like its own park when you're entering Pandora. The food's different, the rides are like way innovative. Like,
Pandora is the land based on the Avatar movies by James Cameron.
Right.
So not Avatar The Last Airbender, but the blue people.
The blue people.
Yes. And that's very, very cool. When that came out.
Oh my gosh.
2017.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of recent.
Yeah.
And when we went for the first time as well, we had to, like, reserve months ahead of time to ride that, the big, what's the big ride called?
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage. Yeah. Yeah. The best ride in Disney World, in my opinion.
Yeah. If you feel like you're never going to go to Disney World, go on YouTube, check out that ride. Yeah. It's insane. It is so good and so colorful.
And then the other parks or park, what is it
Hollywood
called?
Studios. Hollywood Studios.
I was saying MGM in my head, but oh, it's not that.
It was.
It used to be called MGM Studios. Now it's Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, that's right. And that is kind of like the Disneyland California Adventure
feel.
Oh,
Rock and the roller coaster.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then Star Wars section.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Toy Story Land.
Yes, so they have a whole separate Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
So to Alyssa's point earlier, how she said that she likes to just go to one place, and as far as like Disneyland and Disney California, and a bunch of really epic and great rides are all there in one mm-hmm. thing, versus Disney World's, each park has maybe, what, three or four really, really yeah. high in demand rides?
Right. There's a thing that I've read online, and I've done it before, but I didn't know it was a thing, but they call it like the 4x4. So in one day, you go to all four parks,
okay.
but you ride four rides in each park.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It's nearly impossible to do.
To do it all. Yeah.
To do it all. But I guess you can do the 4x4, which is a little cheat way to get through
yeah.
all the parks.
If you have a park hopper, though.
Park hopper.
That
allows you to go
to all of the parks.
Right. And it's a little harder now because you can only park hop after 2 p.m. So.
Got it.
You don't really get to cut things short in other places.
So the price as well, and a lot of our Instagram followers brought this up. If you were to choose one, and if traveling wasn't an issue, what technically is more expensive to do? Although Disney World is bigger, so it's kind of a hard comparison.
If you're doing two parks, then I think it's actually cheaper to do Disney World if you're only doing two parks, if you're comparing it to two mm-hmm. like Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. Oops. If it's four parks and then the two parks at in California, then
right. of course Disney World yeah. is more expensive. All right, let me bring up some things from the IG followers and feel free to respond whenever, Andrew.
Yeah.
My friend, Peace Love Asian. Disneyland, something about being the OG makes it special and magical.
Right.
It's OG. It's the
Can't
home.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, yeah. There's no argument.
Yeah. Andrew also acknowledges that. Our friend Lexi from our Glisten Up team, and she's also a Floridian. She says, really goes down to space and having four theme parks plus Disney everything for miles and miles. Mm-hmm. I think she's using that as a positive thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As we all said, right?
Oh, I also have a voice note from another cast member and our friend, Anthonyzy.
Yep.
Creator of the
Disney movie bracket.
Movie bracket.
That went viral a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
Went viral. And I have his perspective.
Let's listen in.
And I think it's interesting.
Okay, here we go.
This is a tough question because I go to Disneyland like 5 times a week. But overall, I think that I like Disney World more because they have the four parks. They have Love 'Em All, but Animal Kingdom, Epcot, take the cake because Pandora and drinking around the world is mm-hmm. super fun. Also, I think it should be an honorable mention that Our Space Mountain and Pirates is better than Disney World's, but the Big Girl Castle on the East Coast got my heart.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah.
Space Mountain here and Pirates here versus over Disney World.
Definitely right on those two, though. I think they're better
here. Better
at
here?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, Pirates in Disneyland is so much longer.
Yeah. Ours is 16
so
minutes.
Much longer.
Oh.
The one in Florida is 12?
Yeah.
I need to fact check that.
Space Mountain, different as well. It's an individual, like, one sitting in front of the other.
Oh, okay. So it's similar to Matterhorn. Opposed
yeah,
to
right.
Space Mountain, which is like two by twos.
Two by twos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And then Haunted Mansion, to me, they're both the same. But the cool thing about Disney World is the queue line. Like the line.
Why don't I remember?
You can like interact with some of it, like
yeah.
a graveyard, you know,
right?
You know.
I can't remember it. It's been a while.
My thing though with Disneyland's is Halloween time.
Oh, they don't do that in Disney World?
They don't.
No.
That's a huge one.
They do.
It smells like gingerbread in yep.
It's really
in
cool.
There.
Yeah, no. I really love the retheme. Don't they retheme Space Mountain too?
They do.
Yeah, they don't do that.
They don't do that. They don't do that. Oh my goodness. Yeah. They're missing out. They're missing out on the culture.
They don't.
No, but really, that's a part I look forward to is like the changing of the certain rides because it's seasonal. Yeah, and I do have an update on Pirates. So Disneyland clocks in at 14 and a half minutes long with two drops. And Walt Disney World's is 7.5 minutes.
Well,
one drop.
With one drop.
That's half.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much half, yeah.
The line in Pirates also, though, is way cooler than the line in Disneyland. So I think what...
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, the line is cooler. Because you get to go in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that makes sense because it's so hot and humid. Like anytime you can go inside a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the aircon. Air conditioning.
He's Filipino.
The AC is better in Florida when you get to it, okay? Sheesh. Okay, thank you, Anthonizzi, by the way, for sharing that. That's cool because we got to bring up some two different things. And Anthony works at Disneyland.
Works at Disneyland. So he's the unbiased. Well, he's, you know, you would think he would be biased towards Disneyland, but he actually likes Disney World.
Now, here's a big thing that Alyssa brought up that also many people on our Instagram are also bringing up. So N. Dayon says, Disneyland OG, talked about that, manageable in a day. But here is the kicker. No random summer rainstorms or humidity.
That was what I'm talking about.
So weather, talk to us about this, Andrew. Take us into a day.
Okay. As a Floridian, right?
A native Floridian.
We don't call them random rainstorms because we know it's going to rain at some point during the day. And it's going to rain for an hour and that's it. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
So you've already prepared for it to possibly rain. And that doesn't bug you guys.
Right. But also I'm there often. So it's not like I need to. I know that people come out there, spend a lot of money, spend a lot of time there. For them to get rained on kind of ruins it. But for me, if I'm kind of local, I can just go later in the day and know that it's not going to rain for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Going to both as an adult, Jamie McGovern says, I just felt more of the Disney magic from cast members at Disneyland.
Ooh.
Oh.
Andrew, how do you feel about that? If you've ever even thought of it. I mean,
That never really crossed my mind. One thing that is cool is Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
Each country is technically sponsored by the countries, their actual countries.
They have to.
So everyone's from wherever country. Yeah.
You're right.
And that was really cool to me. I've been to Italy before and I got to talk to a waiter over there in Italy section of Epcot and got to talk to where places I've been. And he's like, oh, that's cool. You've been.
Yeah, I do agree. That is a really cool. That's cool. Why I love Epcot. Yeah. It's actually my favorite out of all the parks at Walt Disney World.
Right.
Because of that reason, you can kind of be transported in a way that you can't really do anywhere else. Like there's no other place that I know of in America that you can go to and experience other places of the world where it's built to feel realistic to that place of the world. And even that the cast members who work there are speaking the language.
They're from there.
Yes, they're from there. They're, you know, it's cool. I think that that's the coolest part about Epcot.
I love it. And drinking around the world was brought up earlier by our friend Anthony. And I am actually having my bachelor party at Epcot. Andrew here.
At Disney.
Yes.
Yeah,
Andrew
let's
is
go.
One of my groomsmen, actually. And so he's going to help plan it with my best man, Arby. And it's going to be a fun time. But, you know, it's so on brand for me. I love Disney, obviously.
Right.
All right. So we just touched on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Sapin, thank you so much for joining us on
our
podcast.
Andrew.
Check out his Instagram at Andrew Sapin, and that's spelled S-A-P-I-N. Mm-hmm. Andrew spelled the traditional way. Do you have any last words? I don't know, anything to say
about closing thoughts?
Yes, about Disney World versus Disneyland.
Or anything.
Like I said, I love going to both places. If I'm on the West Coast, it gives me a spot to go. East Coast, you know, I'm home there. So, but what I love the most is just being around good people and doing it together with some good friends too, you know? So, friends, family, I think it makes it better. And no matter where you go. So
oh, I love that.
That's the beauty and the magic of it too.
Absolutely. And can you please plug where you play every week?
Yeah. So I play at Disney World in Disney Springs at a place called Splitsville. I'm there every other week on Fridays and Mondays.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for having me. Love y'all.
Woo. Love you, bro. Hey, welcome back, Julie.
Thank you. I learned so much about Disney. Gonna have to visit Disney World now.
Yeah. To compare.
We have some questions that were emailed in from Denise and Marie. Should we do rapid fire?
Yes. Let's do it.
Thanks, Denise.
Okay. Top three Disney movies.
Oh, this is a whole pod, but.
I know. Wait, are we going Disney class? Oh, Disney classics or Pixar? Just Disney classics?
Just
classics.
Disney. Just Disney. Just Disney. No Pixar.
Mulan, Aladdin, and Moana.
Oh! Okay. We'll have to go further into those in another episode.
Yeah.
For me, top one, Lion King. Number two, Aladdin. Number three, Hercules.
Whoa, we have different ones.
We have way different ones.
Okay, we can make a whole pod about that.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite Disney princess?
Mulan.
Princess Jasmine.
Love her
too.
That was
like my cartoon crush.
Whoa.
Favorite Disney character?
Stitch.
Mine's not good. My favorite Disney character is Simba. So I have Simba tattooed on my arm. It's the art from the movie that Rafiki draws on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have kids, when we have kids,
nice.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna add?
I'm gonna add the mane.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm gonna add the mane. So that would be cool. Aww. Yeah.
Favorite Disney soundtracks or songs?
All the ones that Lea Salonga sings.
Oh, yes. She sings a bunch.
A Whole New World, mm-hmm. Reflection.
Yep.
Is that it? Those two.
She's in Mulan too as well.
Yeah.
Favorite Disney song of all time is Go the Distance from Hercules. Mm-hmm. A close second, of course, is Circle of Life.
I knew it.
And then A Whole New World is up there. And also I See the Light from Tangled.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
So good.
I didn't know it was in your top.
Also, I want everyone to know, Alyssa played Mulan. Is that the correct term? Alyssa was friends with Mulan at the show Mickey and the Magical Map.
It's okay. You can say it. The show's over. I don't work there anymore. I was Mulan at
Disney. Alyssa was Mulan. So you can check out clips on our Instagram and stuff. And you might have seen her in the past couple of years if you saw that show. One thing I love about Disneyland is its live shows.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Frozen show, the Aladdin show.
Oh, rest in peace to all live entertainment.
We miss y'all. And shout out to all our friends who work at both parks, Disneyland. And
made some of my bestest friends that worked there with me.
At Disneyland. So yes, thank you for listening to this. This episode could have gone on for hours, but thank you for listening to our podcast today. Thanks to all who helped produce this episode. Particularly the Texans.
Yay.
Nathan behind the camera.
Show him. Just kidding. Don't show
him. Julie, of course, behind the mic and the camera. Thank you for wearing those ears. And being so festive with
us. Thank you for loaning them to me.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Samson, for providing the gear, of course. And we are also co-owners of a Phil Am clothing brand company, Kuyate.
Mm-hmm.
So check out kuyate.com. Stay tuned each week for debates like what color is math?
Can you be friends with your ex?
Do you like aisle or window seats better?
And other polarizing topics.
Yes.
Don't forget to follow us and interact on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod and email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com. We've been getting some emails, which has been fun.
Thanks, Denise, for that awesome email.
Yes. And rate, review, subscribe, and please tell all your friends.
Stay sweet. Wait. That's you.
Yeah. Stay sweet.
Or savory.
I'm going to Disneyland, a place where magic exists, where Mickey and Minnie are waiting for me. There ain't no place like this. I'm going to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. It's perfect for my holidays and when I'm off of work. Oh, it's a small world.
You are listening to Happiest Place on Earth by me, AJ Raphael. You can listen to the full song on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to music. Hope you enjoyed the episode today.
Disneyland, bye. It's waiting for me. The pirates play while Jack says, hey, there's Nemo beyond the sea. Oh.